think the best way we can keep our Gardaí safe is to pass laws in this House that help ensure that they have the legal powers to keep them safe, that when they take criminals off the street, that there's adequate sentencing in place, that we give them the technology and resources that they require. I mean, frontline Gardaí are asking us to provide them with body cams to keep them safe. They're asking us for a long time, and we need to get on and actually heed their request. And I know you and I agree on this matter. To be very clear, the other best way we help keep our Gardaí safe, help keep our Gardaí in the force, is by giving them more colleagues, by increasing Garda numbers. And our aim and the Garda Commissioner's aim is absolutely unified in having at least 15,000 Gardaí and at least 4,000 Garda staff, a total workforce of 19,000 people. That's where we want to get to. We also will help get there by freeing up people from back office duties into frontline policing because of civilianisation. And since 2015, over 880 Garda members have been freed up from back office desk jobs back on to frontline policing as well. I do need to reference, though, that Garda Culture Audit 2022, because that is the direct feedback of frontline Gardaí in terms of how they view their job and view their organisation.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, Minister, and I understand, you know, that many Gardaí get great job satisfaction from what they do and work very hard in respect of that. But I always wonder about this situation of that when we have more civilian staff that's going to free up Gardaí for frontline duties, because the experience in the communities isn't that. That's the problem here. And it's we had a similar story when Garda stations were closed, and there was many Garda stations closed across the country, and indeed here in the city of Dublin. And we were told that that was going to free up Gardaí for to be out in the community more, for to be more community Gardaí on the street, meeting people, doing their job out there. That didn't happen. It was the reverse that happened. So, you know, we really need to examine why it is that when we say we're going to do something that it'll have a particular outcome, and that outcome doesn't happen, that there needs to be a reassessment of why that is the case and what can be done to change that. Because the experience of the public is that they're not getting the service that they require. We had the 999 scandal, we had all of these things, which all reflect a difficulty that people depend on members of the Gardaí as a service to keep them safe, and when they contact that service, that they don't get the response they require because the service isn't up to standard. And that's no reflection on the hard-working people within that service. It's a reflection on the resources that have been put in place for them.